Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So while the, and I mentioned it in the tease, the starting pitching market has not moved at all. All the big names are essentially still out there. But we're seeing bullpen arms of all levels signing. Your Brad Keller's signing. Your Caleb Ferguson's. Your Adrian Houser's. With all that in mind, is there somebody that's still out there at the Orioles you feel like should be jumping on right now?
Well, there are some potentially interesting reunions.
Yes.
That are still there for possibilities.
Oh, man.
Could I interest you in a Danny Coulomb?
I could.
Could I interest you in a Sir Anthony Dominguez?
Yeah.
Could I interest you in a Hunter Harvey?
Hunter Harvey. Yeah. There was some talk they were going to trade for him at the deadline.
Yeah.
You know, that's all quasi-interesting to me. I think Coulomb is the guy I'd prefer.
Mm-hmm.
His ability to get lefties and righties out, provide a little bit of length, too. Not going to overpower you with velocity, but that six-pitch mix, he tends to get a lot of swing and miss because of the ability to mix and match. I mean, Sean Armstrong's another guy who
reunion.
I don't know that I'd want that reunion, but he's done a pretty good job since he left here. I mean, Evan Phillips?
Yeah, it's a reunion. In his arm mush?
I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah. He was a closer for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think that ship has sailed. But yeah, there's plenty of options out there. And a lot of these guys have closed at least to some degree. And I frankly think it's something that doesn't have to happen now, but it has to happen.
It doesn't have to happen now, but I would like to see them at least bring in one arm in the coming week or two prior to the year ending, just because there needs to be some urgency with this, because they need multiple arms. Like, this isn't just one and done. And even if you move Tyler Wells to the bullpen, which I think we're all rooting for, like,
not him.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think he's rooting for that.
I'm saying all of us in this room.
I'm saying
all of us in this room are, because that means they're going to go out and sign two starting pitchers or trade for a
Valenti's
pitcher.
On board with that, too. I texted him.
Not Boomer.
You did? Not Boomer?
Boomer's not.
Boomer's
back,
not.
Valenti.
Yeah. Valenti's.
Valenti's in.
You need multiple arms.
Yeah, so you just alluded to part of it. I do think Tyler Wells is going to be in the bullpen when the dust settles, so that adds an arm. And quite frankly, maybe one of your other young starters is going to be in the bullpen as well. But that's still, again, you can't rely on the best case scenarios. You need to add arms to your bullpen.
But even like the other arm,
like Cade Povich could be in the bullpen.
Yeah, but you brought this up. Like Keegan Aiken and Povich, that's kind of redundant.
I think it is.
So I right now you got Helsley, you have Kittredge, you have Aiken.
Yanir?
Yanir, yes.
Yeah,
are you going lefties?
They like him.
He's got options, and he's a guy that's going to have to make this club out of spring training. I'm just talking about guys that you feel pretty good about, and then if you want to toss Wells into the mix, that's four. There's some work to be done.
Yeah, I mean, look, could McDermott do something? I mean, I'm sure that they're going to give people opportunities. The Brandon Youngs of the world. I mean, there's different people who they're going to try to slot into different roles. Especially if they do go and get two starters like we think they probably
But don't you want
will.
More proven pieces?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
I like the we've liked the idea of Chase McDermott in the pen for a while.
I mean, it's something that should have happened last year. It should have while they were trying everybody else out. And I know he eventually got hurt again, but there was a period of time where if he's pitching the ninth inning in Norfolk, why doesn't he just pitch the seventh inning here?
Yeah.
But I think that's something that needs to factor into the equation, too, is McDermott's got an injury history as well.
Yes, he does. Yeah, they need to get another – look, they need to get a veteran reliever who has at least a dalliance with closing, as far as I'm concerned, if they're going to be serious about
this.
That's
a good word. Yeah. I like that word. Sir Anthony Dominguez is a fascinating name, and he ended up pitching decent.
Get him for a year?
Yeah. Yes. I wouldn't be upset bringing him back. Why not?
He's volatile. No. But he pitched well for the Blue Jays.
Yeah. Again, that would check this box. That would apply. That would address.
Coulomb is a name that has come up a lot, and that's a guy like they whiffed on that last offseason. They made the choice.
I also wonder if he might be like, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, with them not even picking up his option last
year. That's what I'm saying.
That was just a
total... You guys thought Cino Perez, you'd rather give him whatever, $6 million, whatever you gave him.
And the worst part is... You know what makes him feel better, though, if you give him some real money.
Well, sure.
That'll soothe the broken heart.
The worst part is he was their best reliever in 24.
Yeah.
And
they told you... See, this is what worries me about Grayson Rodriguez, is they were telling you they thought his arm was shot. And then he goes to Minnesota and he pitches great.
Sure.
So, like, should I be trusting them about what they think about pitchers' arms? Heck, they also
maybe
as,
not.
As we brought
I
up,
wouldn't.
As we brought up many times, Kyle Bradish was inevitably going to have Tommy John, but they kept throwing him out there.
Yeah. What was his quote? Pitching with intense pain or something along those lines.
Yeah, yeah. Discomfort. I think he said significant discomfort. Yeah, they better learn from mistakes.
You think they do anything before the holidays?
I don't really know that for these guys, there's a burning desire that you have to do it.
It's been
now.
A different offseason, Jason.
Yeah.
It's been different.
They're making moves. Boom, boom,
boom.
I
think it's more likely to be a starter than a reliever because there's a big relievers.
I'm sorry. I was ambiguous. So you think they make any kind of move?
I mean, maybe somebody like a Michael King just says, hey, I'd like to, when I go out with my wife on New Year's, I'd like to know who, you know what I mean? Where we're going to be renting an apartment or a house or whatever. Like there could be somebody who's just like, I'm kind of ready to know.
I want to adorn my Christmas mistletoe with the logo of the team.
Yeah,
I'm
I want to have some ornaments delivered to my house.
Yes,
and maybe have someone come in my house and hang it on my tree for me.
Yes, that's how you do it. That's how the Jews do. That's how we do our Christmas trees. Coming up next, Lucy Burge. We didn't get to talk to her last week. She is going to be back with a vengeance. She's from DraftKings, and she joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.